This is Emil Moffitt for WKU Public Radio. In the 1970s, Emerson, Lake, and Palmer took this and turned it into this.
Well, I was, you know, a teenager, and because I loved classical music and rock music, I thought it was great to hear the combination of the two styles. I think they did a lot for classical music. They took it out of the concert hall and kind of put it, you know, through vinyl onto young people's turntables, made it a little cooler, a little bit more accessible, and I'm all for that.
Flash forward to 2013, and Jeff Reed is now musical director of Orchestra Kentucky. On Monday in Bowling Green, Reed's orchestra will take the stage with Keith Emerson.
I've worked with a pianist from New York City named Jeffrey Beagle, and he had developed a relationship with Keith Emerson through his piano concerto. Through that, I learned that I could have Keith Emerson come and we could perform his piano concerto. Then the idea came about that we could do a concert of music that influenced Emerson, Lake, and Palmer.
It's wonderful. I mean, Jeffrey Beagle, who's playing my concerto, does it marvelously. I'm in awe of his technique and everything like that.
Keith Emerson, now 68 years old and living in California, says while he and his bandmates were innovators in the 60s and 70s, he drew inspiration from the music he grew up listening to in England.
I was obviously very attentive to the radio and probably rock and roll at that particular time. I was particularly attracted to how various bands, well, big bands actually, from the 40s and the 50s, sort of rocked up the classics.
Emerson's signature sound in the 1970s came from an instrument called the Moog synthesizer. He remembers the first time he heard the instrument, walking into a London record store in Soho in 1969. The man behind the counter put on a Walter Carlos album called Switched on Bach.
To me, it sounded rather stodgy. But then he showed me the album cover and this strange-looking instrument that looked like a telephone switchboard. And I went, wow, where do I find one of these?
Several years ago, Keith Emerson was approached about writing the film score for a movie that was in the works about a Civil War battle in New Mexico in 1862 called Glorieta Pass. After fierce fighting in that battle, the Union Army turned aside an attempt by Confederate cavalry from Texas trying to move farther into the Southwest.
So I read the script, and it really appealed to me. So without any further ado, I just sat down at the keyboards and wrote the theme. But then it turned out that the film that was planning to be made wasn't going to be made.
He says he didn't want to let the musical score go to waste, so he and an arranger from Norway turned it into a full-blown orchestral piece. The world premiere of Emerson's Glorieta Pass is Monday.
You've got snares in there, snare drums and a lot of timpani, and of course you've got, you know, if it's military, you've got to have a trumpet. You know, I think in a way the music, you know, what I wrote for that reflects, you know, the passion and the energy, and I hope it does anyway.
It'll also be the first time that Emerson will conduct an orchestra as he takes the baton at the head of Orchestra Kentucky.
What can I say? I'm a bit nervous about it, but I've been very fortunate to have some great conductors teaching me here in Santa Monica. I sort of read books on it, but it's nothing like really facing the real thing.
After more than 40 years on the performance stage, the butterflies are still there for Keith Emerson. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Emil Moffitt.